大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 九级英语教学系列节目《王子婚礼和平民爱情》。上周我们听了两对情侣同对方家人见面的经历，今天呢，是我的第五个故事 Commitment， 做出承诺。
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情。
From BBC Learning English.
威廉王子和凯特小姐在宣布订婚之后，接受了 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 的采访。请大家边听边思考两个问题：在威廉看来，两个人长时间做朋友，是不是为爱情打下了很好的基础呢？第二，两个人为什么不早一点订婚呢？
Well, from my point of view, when I first met Kate, I knew there was something very special about him, and that I knew that there was possibly something that I wanted to explore there. But we ended up being friends for a while, and that just sort of was a good sort of foundation, because I do genuinely believe now, especially, that being friends with one another is a massive advantage. And it just went from there, and over the years, I knew things were getting better and better.
Well, I think when you go out with someone for quite a long time, you do get to know each other very, very well. You go through the good times, you go through the bad times, both personally, but also within a relationship as well. And, I think if you can come out of that stronger, learn, as I said, things about yourself, it's certainly...
We've been planning it for, for at least a year, and if not longer. It's all about timing, and I had my military career, and I really wanted to concentrate on my flying, and I couldn't have done this if I was still doing my training. So I've got that out of the way, and Kate's in a good place in terms of work and where she wants to be and stuff, and we just both decided now was a really good time.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was William and Kate. Now let's check your answers to the two comprehension questions. 第一，在威廉看来，两人长时间做朋友是不是为爱情打下了很好的基础呢？ Yes, he believes that being friends with each other is a massive advantage. 第二，两个人为什么不早一点订婚呢？ Because William was training for his military career and he wanted to concentrate on his flying. Now, how about our non-royal couple?How long did it take David to realize Jennifer was the one and for Jennifer to feel that David was Mr. Right? 最理想的先生。以下是我对他们的采访录音剪辑。
It's more of a progression, but I think I realized quite quickly that I had a special bond with her. She was potentially someone that, I would like to get married to and family and, those things are important to me personally. So I think relatively quite quickly I thought that Jennifer was the one, so to speak.
Even by listening to you, I'm very touched. How about you, Jennifer? When did you realize that this is Mr. Right I'm going to spend the rest of my life with?
Well, for me, we used to have a running joke, actually, with Dave and I, because I'd never say for the rest of my life. I'd always say to him, for a very long time. But we, quite soon after being together, talked about living with one another.
Why did you think about getting married?
For me, it was just, I felt that I was ready to take that next step and thinking ahead in terms of children and, I wanted to make that commitment and, so...
We'd never talked about it. We'd never talked about getting married. The only conversations we ever really started to have was children, and they were very vague conversations, more about if we'd ever have children, I think, that we started to have, and never talked about it with my friends.
Isn't that a little bit strange?That you have never talked about marriage when you are in a relationship for so long?
I think so. I think I had always thought maybe that I wouldn't end up getting married or it wasn't as significant to me. And I think once I got with Dave, I didn't want it to be something that we spoke about. Because I didn't know at the time if how I felt about it. And secondly, I thought if Dave does ask me, I want it to be a surprise. But I wasn't sure how I felt about the actual marriage.Until he asked me, and then it changed my world and how I thought about it and how I felt about it.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是定期或经常同某人约会 to go out with someone.
Well, I think when you go out with someone for quite a long time, you do get to know each other very, very well.
经历顺境与逆境 to go through the good times and the bad times.
You go through the good times, you go through the bad times.
特殊的纽带，缘分 a special bond. 做出承诺 to make that commitment.
I realised quite quickly that I had a special bond with her. You know, I wanted to make that commitment and, you know, so...
When David said he wanted to make that commitment, he meant that he was prepared to be with Jennifer through both the good times and the bad times because he realised that there was a special bond between them. 王子和平民两段爱情都已经炉火纯青。那下一个故事会是什么呢？Next week, we'll hear about that romantic moment when the man pops the question. 下周的故事是求婚篇。欢迎大家到时收听，再会。